This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Peter in Eastlake tweets both myself and Daryl. Daryl, you and Owen need to talk some more sense into him. So I guess he's team.
Listen, we've been doing this for 7 hours now, going back to yesterday. I have raised the white flag on trying to talk any sense into you.
Have I really been that unsensible?
I am channeling my inner French lineage and surrendering.
I don't think it's that crazy. I don't know.
It is.
God forbid I try to get people excited about training camp tomorrow in an upcoming season. Where,
well, you're not going to get them excited by talking about the first 6 weeks of the Browns schedule.
I think I can if I sell them on the fact that I don't know that it's as daunting as it seems.
Okay.
Listen, Darryl, we see teams get off to slow starts all the time.
Listen, I just said they're starting the season 1-0.
That's been your only selling point, though. That's the thing that sticks at me, is that it's maybe and hope. There's no.
Oh, isn't that every Browns season is maybe in hope?
No, I'm not even talking about the Browns right now. You're asking for six other teams to factor in the negative direction of that. Not just that you're asking that the Browns come out hot and things go their way for 6 weeks,
yeah,
right?
You could have sold it better if you said, hey, the Browns are going to have the quarterback competition is going to be beneficial to them. They're going to pick the right guy, whether it's Flacco, Pickett, or the rookies. They're going to come out firing against the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. So a 2-0 start, which is going to allow them to build their cut. See, it's not the premise. It's sold it so poorly.
When you're like,
the Bengals,
poorly.
They start slow
every year.
The Ravens started 0-2. The Packers might come in and stub their toe because they don't have their house in order.
I think the premise of my argument is sound. Like, I understand that
they're going to stink and the Browns are going to luck into a fast start.
I understand that you're leaning on a lot of, like, what has to happen to other teams. And I understand that, like, there's a lot the Browns have to figure out. We have to watch training camp happen. Who they do pick at quarterback is going to matter. But here's what I would say.
You think?
Here's what I would say. I'm going into training camp, and my expectation is that when this thing ends, sitting here today right now, this is my stance, I think Joe Flacco is the quarterback. And if Joe Flacco is the quarterback, and these things that we've talked about throughout the show, we talked to John Greco about, hey, offensive line is good to go start the season, that they're getting back to the Kevin Stefanski offense, which we think is going to be super beneficial. I think part of the reason I think Flacco's going to start, by the way, is because of all the quarterbacks in this room And with a team right now that has questions at receiver, young running back room, granted, Quinshon might not be there for the start of the year. I get that. And you need a guy with, like, Flacco makes guys around him better. That we know. Because in 2023, he turned David Njoku into a Pro Bowler pretty much single-handedly. He made Elijah Moore look like the wide receiver that was going to be like their wide receiver two to Amari Cooper for a couple games, where it was like, hey, where's this guy been? So if Joe Flacco starts the season, and you know he's got chemistry now with Cedric Tillman and the guys through camp, he can get Harold Fannin involved. He's got the connection with David Njoku already built in. He's got Jerry Jeudy out there. And you feel like the offense is going to be better than last year and competent. And yes, a lot of this does bank on they have to have a solid camp offensively, especially because we saw last year they couldn't even get plays off against the Vikings in those joint practices. It was a disaster. So they do have to have a strong camp to then, yes, if these other teams are going to get off to slow starts, they do have to get off to a hot start. And I admit that's a big feat for a Browns team that tends not to do that.
No, actually, you're wrong. They acted under Kevin Stefanski.
They have had better starts.
September, actually, the first 6 weeks of the seasons are usually the best.
Okay.
So
there you go.
That's how you're supposed to be selling this. Not that, well, these other teams are, you know.
I agree. You get no credit for this if Daryl's doing the selling for you.
Well, yeah. Daryl's on my team now, so it's all good.
No, I'm not on your team.
You two can have your team.
All of a sudden, he's like, hey, Kevin Stefanski does get off the hot starts. But that's my point.
No, your point is that the other teams are going to come in here and just be inferior.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you're saying.
I'm just saying, like, the arbitrary parameters that we put on teams entering the season of, like, well, that team's definitely going to be good, and that team's definitely going to be bad, it's arbitrary. It's not rooted in anything other than, like, well, they sucked last year, so they must suck again this year, and, well, they're good, they were good last year, so they're going to be good again this year. The Vikings might suck. Guys, we don't know anything about J.J. McCarthy as a quarterback. What if the Vikings are hot garbage? Like, we don't know.
Okay, now they're 2-4. Give me more, Spencer. Sell me more.
Ravens start 0-2. You beat the Ravens. Now you're 3-3.
No, you can't say they're 0-2. Why are they 0-2?
Because they got off to a slow start last year. They're going to get off to a slow start again this year.
Have a different one.
Joe Flacco's going to ball out first 2 weeks of the season. There you go.
Joe Flacco's going to go into Baltimore and stick it to his former team.
That's a good sell job. Now they're 3-3.
I think we have...
Salesman Daryl Ryder. As always, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He joins us right here. You get him for 4 hours.
Why am I doing a better job selling this than you are?
I think we have created a boogeyman out of the opening stretch of the season that it doesn't have to be. It seems daunting, yes, but some of these games may not be as hard as they seem once we get to the season, once we get down to the nits and grits, once the pads are on, and once the teams start playing. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to Demos and Shaker. What's up, Demos?
Spencer, I'm telling you, sorry, my dog's barking there, but you are not old enough or cynical enough to understand the Browns and their history here of the last 25 years. I mean, the NFL is set up for parity, okay? Every year, if you have a bad year,
but if it's set up for parity, doesn't that help my argument? If it's set up for parity, that like sometimes teams aren't going to be as strong as we think they're going to be year to year.
Where do we stand in the last 25 years among all NFL teams?
The worst. They are the worst.
What does the last 25 years have to do with 2025? We say that all the time, right? We said all the time, like, well, hey, all the failed quarterbacks, that doesn't impact the quarterback that they draft next year, potentially to be their franchise guy. Why is that a burden that why is that a cross he has to bear? He has nothing to do with those guys. So what does the last 25 years have to do with right now?
It's the management structure of this team is inept, and they cannot put together a winning team, and they've proven it. 25 years is not an anomaly statistically. We've got the crappiest front office. We rewarded a guy by rehiring the guy that made the worst trade in NFL history for Deshaun Watson, and now we lost a running back, we lost a guy on defense that was potentially starter, and you're sitting here like talking about how every other team's going to fall down and somehow the Browns are going to rise up out of the muck that they've lived in for 25 years. Sorry.
All right, Dima. So I want to clarify something because I'm not trying to sit here and say that like all these six teams they play at the beginning of the season are just going to be hot garbage. That wasn't the premise of my argument. That it, they just write it off as no, none of these teams are any good. I'm just saying, like, can we really point to that stretch of the schedule and know for a fact that every single one of those teams in those games that we think is going to be a big, big challenge and is going to be such a hard game for them, and that's going to make that it's all going to be tough matchups.
Hey, you know
that
what?
They're all going to be as good as we think they're going to be. Because I think year to year we do that, right? How many times have we predict? We make predictions on the station. We sit here and we say, like, I have this team in the Super Bowl and I have that team in the Super Bowl, and then it doesn't always come to fruition. Sometimes we think teams are going to be good. Sometimes I don't think people thought that Washington was going to be as good. I don't think they thought Jaden Daniels would make that team ascend as quickly as he did. I thought they thought Washington would be like a middle-of-the-road team after having a high draft pick last year. They figured it out. So year to year, these things do change. That's all I'm saying. Yes, I'm not saying I'm not even saying, like, what Demos was, I think, implying is, like, I'm going to sit here and I'm trying to sell you on they're going to be a playoff team. I'm not predicting they're going to be a playoff team. All I'm saying is, like, we've looked at this beginning stretch of the schedule, made a boogeyman out of it, and said, well, hey, just don't even count that part of the schedule as getting really any wins. Just say, yeah, maybe one. Maybe they get one out of it. How do we know they maybe don't steal another one or two just based off of the fact that, like, sometimes teams get off to slow starts, sometimes teams aren't who we think they are, because we're all forecasting this off of last year, and things have changed since in the calendar year since last season happened. That's all I'm trying to say.
So, my only argument against you is that you're right. Things have changed. They've also changed for the Browns, and they weren't in the positive direction.
Well, but they
when were, you bring four quarterbacks in and you don't know who it is, and now we're getting closer to the season and you don't know who it is, that has not given me any vibe that tells me today on July 22nd that they're going to be better or sneak one away. Now, maybe by August 22nd, I feel different. Maybe we've seen stuff now that tells me that something has changed within the, not the organization, but the actual team built, right? Well, and I haven't seen anything, and I'm not going to be one of those guys. I know a lot of people did on a lot of different stations in town during OTAs and minicamp started charting passes from Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel or Joe Flacco or whoever it was. If you're taking that and adding that into your equation right now, you're playing a fool's game. Yeah. Plain and simple. You're playing a fool's game.
I didn't do all that during OTAs and all that. All I'm saying is, and you're right, the quarterback thing is the big question, but I guess I would push back and say this, like, we know what Deshaun, now that we know how bad Deshaun Watson was last year, now that we know how bad the offense was last year, like, do you feel like, at least if you start Joe Flacco, for example, that the offense has a chance to be better than it was a year ago? Like, do you buy into the idea that, like, the quarterback situation is theoretically better than what Deshaun Watson was giving you last year when you started the season?
No. Deshaun was bad, and then they continued to play football games after him, and so was Jameis, and so was DTR. They were bad, right? But it wasn't just in – Jameis threw games away, right? He threw that Denver game away. And had they won that Denver game, I think the outcome of the season goes differently. There was a point in the year when they just said, we can't win anymore. For the good of the draft, that we haven't participated in the first round for three seasons now, you can't win anymore, right? So things changed, priorities changed. But I don't know that I look at that and go, well, they're going to have better quarterback play. Because if they were going to have better quarterback play, they would have settled on who that quarterback was going to be by now.
I understand it's a big question, but the same way we're forecasting, like, well, all these teams are going to be good because of what they did last year, I think it's fair to do the same thing hypothetically with somebody like Flacco and be like, well, we know what Joe Flacco looks like in this offense, and it was pretty good football.
I'm not in sports talk radio to be fair. I don't think we need to be fair about any of it. I think you need to have an opinion based in something other than, well, maybe it'll happen.
My opinion's based off of NFL history, though, where we see this happen all the time. Teams get off to slow starts. Teams that aren't good are good one year and then not as good the next year. There's always that list of teams that it's like...
Just factoring everyone else. I'm talking about the Browns. Are the only one that can control this equation.
Yeah, that's I get it. I'm talking specific to, like, the schedule, though, where we're sitting here saying, like, these games are... Because we made it into a boogeyman, we act like the gist of these games are just completely unwinnable. Like, we've written it off as, like, the Browns have absolutely no shot. But then we also talk about how the Browns are more talented than what people are giving them credit for. So which is it? Are they more talented than people are giving them credit for, or maybe they can hang with these teams, or are these teams just going to steamroll them for the first 6 weeks of the season because they're just that much better than everybody? That's where I'm at with it. It's like, they might still lose a bunch of these games. Maybe they split them and they go 3-3. Maybe they get two of them. I don't know. Maybe I'm completely wrong and all these teams that we're projecting are going to be good again are going to be good again. But year to year, so much changes. And I'm just not going to subscribe to this beginning portion of the schedule being like this boogeyman that the Browns can't possibly navigate at all, if I'm at least operating under the premise that I think they're going to be more competitive than even Vegas and all these people are giving them credit for in terms of their win total. But right now, we go out to the fan hotline with the trade deadline looming hot and heavy here just around the corner next week in baseball. Henry Palatella of MLB.com and also the fan-sided website Away Back Gone joins us on the show. He had an interesting piece about the Guardians potentially making a trade with the Dodgers, so we'll pick his brain on that. Henry, appreciate you stopping by this morning, my man. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, of course. Happy to be here.
It looked like, are you in town right now, by the way? Because I think I saw on your Twitter, like, you're covering the series with the Orioles right now.
Yeah, I'm in Lakewood, but yeah, I'm at the ballpark the next four games. So with both the Orioles and Guardians kind of in an odd spot with the trade deadline, I feel like at some point someone's going to make some kind of move this week. That's just kind of, no sourcing on that, just kind of my intuition based off the way both these teams are.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were a local guy. I apologize. But so you wrote this piece about how the Guardians can try to fleece the Dodgers in an Emmanuel Clase trade. And we know Emmanuel Clase has been one of the highly touted names in terms of potentially getting moved ahead of the deadline, with a lot of people now saying they're less likely to move him. But I'm assuming if they were going to fleece the Dodgers, they would obviously very much consider it. What does fleecing the Dodgers look like in your estimation if the Guardians were to pull the trigger?
Yeah, I think the Dodgers have a reputation and have had given up like top prospects for relief pitchers. Yordan Alvarez was once a prospect for them. So was O'Neill Cruz. And they gave them both up for kind of middling relievers. And Class A, if he is available, would be probably the top, if not one of the top trade deadline options for anyone, both because of his reputation, his background, but also his really team friendly contract. And I think any conversation would have to start with some kind of outfield. Jose DePaul, who just won the Futures Game MVP, is probably the top option. But the Dodgers, they have a good farm system, but they also have a track record of being really aggressive of giving away top prospects. And sometimes that works out well for them. Sometimes it burns them. But they wouldn't be one of those teams that clutches, you know, that their prospects close to their chest and has a different view of them than some other teams in baseball. So any kind of conversation that starts with at least four or five MLB, if not in MLB or MLB-ready prospects, I feel like you got to seriously consider that, because you'd rather be a year early on a reliever than a year late. And Clase is back to being great again, but the early season and last year's postseason, I feel like kind of show that there is a chance the wheels could fall off quick when they do.
About 2 weeks ago, yeah, it was easy to sit here and say Guardians should be sellers at the deadline. They were in the middle of a 10-game losing streak, really slipped down the standings. But now the tables have turned. They've won 9 of 11. They have shaved 5 games off the Tigers leading the division. They're getting close to 500 and getting themselves back in wild card contention. So, you know, what would the Guardians' motivation be right now in trading Emmanuel Clase? Is it as simple as what you were just talking about, Henry, in that, hey, strike while the iron's hot and clean up on major league ready prospects with the, you know, while using a guy who's under team control through 2028?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. They have done the buy and sell route before. I think if they do, I don't think it would be a kind of a pure sell-off like they did in 2023 when they traded Savali and Josh Bell and they almost had the mutiny in the clubhouse and got no hit the next day. I think that if they make a trade for Class A or Carlos Santana or Lane Thomas or one of these veterans that kind of make sense, I think it would also make sense to see them kind of add some controllable talent as well. it seems clear they need to do something in right field. Whether, you know, Jonathan Rodriguez is not the answer. Nolan Jones has played better, but yesterday was one of those days where he doesn't look like a major league hitter at the plate. And having Kwan out kind of exposed that. They had to move everyone over, play Rodriguez every day, and he hit his first home run but looked horrible in the field. It's not like they have a guy like Will Brennan who can kind of come in and be a stable kind of veteran force where you know what you're getting. So even if they trade Class A or trade one of those guys, I wouldn't be surprised if they still target a guy like Adolis Garcia or Taylor Ward or someone that can kind of come in and immediately fill that hole in right field without them having to call up Chase Gallarder, because, I mean, he's hurt again at this point, but it also seemed clear they weren't ready to give him the major league runway because of that injury history.
I'm curious, Henry, as we've talked about the trade deadline so much, especially at the station, and we've talked through.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've thought through different options that the Guardians could consider. I don't think Stephen Kwan's going to get moved at this deadline. Maybe that's a conversation that that re-emerges, obviously, in the offseason, because with this team, obviously, they're always thinking ahead on when they got to get rid of guys because they're not going to pay them. But if the Guardians were to trade Stephen Kwan, per se, what does a package back, you think, look like for a player of his caliber? And then I have a follow-up just in terms of like the trading him versus signing him, but I guess I'll start with that.
Yeah, I think that would be the same kind of thing as Class A. I mean, he's won a gold glove every year. He's been an all-star the past 2 years. The lineup looks we saw it yesterday. The lineup looks completely different with him in it. It is very clear how he can impact winning, and there is a lot of empirical evidence that shows how he can do that. and he's under team control, even through arbitration, like he'll make money, but relative to what he's able to provide at the plate and in the field, it's a discount. And I think any conversation with him would probably start around the same thing, just because Class A, it makes sense, you know, relievers, it's a bit of a volatile industry, but Kwan is one of those guys that the fan base know him, you know, your grandma probably knows him, people buy his jersey, it's guys that people can be invested in, and trading him would be, it would be in a different category. I don't think it is a coincidence that his name has popped up really for the first time ever in trade rumors over the past 2 months. Like, it seems clear that they are maybe not shopping him, but definitely considering what his market would look like and having conversations. And like you said, maybe that's something that gets picked up in the off season, because they always seem to be, again, whether it's worth it or not, a year ahead of guys. And when it comes to paying, like, he is going to get some kind of value when it comes to when he finally hits free agency. And we'll see if the Guardians are willing to pay that. But yeah, I think any kind of conversation with him probably starts the same way as Class A, honestly, if not a little more, just because of what he means to the team and the fan base.
Henry Palatella joining us on the show. That is kind of where I want to go next to my follow-up in terms of paying him, because there's been some different numbers tossed around. I've heard people bring up, like, he'll get $30 million a year, but then it's like you realize he's a leadoff hitter without power, that, you know, has taken a slight step back in terms of, like, his speed on the base paths. Like, there's reasons why maybe he wouldn't get that number. I've heard people say 25. I've heard people say 20. I've heard people say less. I guess, first of all, where do you think his price range sort of falls in, like, a per-year average? And if you were the Guardians, because that's the other thing that's been debated, is, like, is it worth paying a guy who has limitations in terms of what he offers the lineup, even though he's been such an important piece to this current lineup? Is it worth paying a guy that's just a leadoff hitter, or would it be more useful for the Guardians to maybe spend that money elsewhere?
So, yeah, I think it would probably, I personally think it would be worth it just because of, yes, he has limitations in terms of how his game, like, he's never going to be a guy that hits 25 home runs. But he's always, you know, you can pencil him in at the top of the lineup, and very rarely is there an at-bat, one, where he looks overmatched, and two, he's able to see a lot of pitches. He's able to, you know, he's pesky on the base pass. He's really good in the field. His range, for whatever reason, has been down a lot this year. He hasn't been as good at getting to the ball, but his arm, he's one of the best arms in baseball. He, you know, seemingly weekly has some kind of incredible outfield assist that saves the team a run. I think when you think about a contract, so the biggest one that when I think about that comes to mind is the one that Jimenez signed that was 7 years and $106 million. I think it would be more than that, but probably when it comes to the year kind of thing, it would make sense for him, maybe like a 6 or 7 year contract. And the Mets it was between 15 and 23 million a year. And I think that Stephen Kwan, he has the same kind of defensive, different positions, obviously, but the same kind of value that he brings defensively. But it's clear he's such a better hitter, even if he had like contact and just getting on base and that kind of thing. So I think any kind of contract would probably start at 25 million a year. Then you add in, you know, 5-6 years, you're probably looking at between 125 and 150. And if in my mind, I've never owned an MLB team, but I think in my mind, you should be willing to pay that for a guy that, like, not only can, you know, you've seen how you can win, but means so much to this team, means so much to this fan base, is in my mind their best developmental story position player wise in the past 10 years. That's the thing that, yes, emotion should not be as big of a calculus when it comes to making those decisions, but you also need to think about the fact about selling tickets and showing the fan base you want to win. And that would be a move that would do both of those things. But we'll see. I don't think if it's going to happen, I don't think it would happen until arbitration is done, unless the Guardians are willing to overpay. So I don't think it's a story that's going to go away anytime soon.
Guardians are 21-37 this season against winning teams. They're getting into the favorite part of the schedule, which has helped them get hot. Is this team a legit contender, or do they have a lot of roster work to do?
Yeah, I think they have a lot of roster work to do. Obviously, you play who's in front of you, and they've done great at winning series against these bad teams. But like you said, they're really struggling against good teams. I think it's going to come down to, like I said earlier, making a move in right field to kind of bring in some kind of reinforcement and probably adding one more reliable arm in the bullpen. We've seen them, like, they have won and made the postseason when they had guys like Eli Morgan and Anthony Gose in the bullpen. But if you really want to be a true contender, you're going to need to get kind of one more guy, especially since Class A has gotten better but still hasn't been himself. Smith has still been good but not as good. Gattis is back after whatever happened with his arm or wrist. But as we saw last postseason, you're going to need one more guy. And Andrew Walters going down is huge. They were a huge fan of his. They really trusted him. They showed that last year in the postseason and really hoping to get him back and were ready to trust him. And then he gets hurt right away. So you can never have enough pitching, and you can never have enough veteran pitching, and relievers are obviously so available at the trade deadline that even if they make moves, trading off some of those pieces, the expiring veteran pieces, bringing in a controllable outfielder and a reliever would be at the top of my to-do list if I was running the team.
Henry Palatella, MLB.com, in a way back on the Guardians fan-sided site. Henry, we are grateful for your time this morning talking a little Guardians. The trade deadline's coming here down the pike pretty quickly, and then we'll see how active they are. But thank you so much for your insights.
Yeah, of course. Pleasure. Anytime.
Awesome, man. Take it easy. Have a good enjoy the rest of the Orioles series. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good stuff from Henry Palatella on the fan hotline. Can I be honest, Daryl? All this deadline talk, I feel like it's just going to be a lot of bluster. I'm not even just talking about the Guardians. I just think in general. I think we're all going to talk up this deadline and be like, hey, this guy could be on the move. This guy could be on the move. And then I think it's going to be a lot like last year where not a lot of like big swings are made. And I just think that's the nature of once they added this new format to the playoffs with the extra wildcard teams, there's less and less teams who are willing to actually trade pieces this time of year because they think they still have a shot. Like they think they can still get into the playoffs. And if they can sell their fans on that for two more months, they're going to absolutely try to do it. It's made the trade deadline, which used to be one of the most exciting times of year for baseball, a little tighter the last couple years. And so I just think we're going to talk about this and we're going to exhaust it for the next even week. And then we're going to get there and like nothing's going to happen with the Guardians. Nothing's going to happen with like any of these other teams. Like it'll just be very ancillary moves for teams.
Two words for you, false hope. A lot of teams can have some false hope. That's why they don't want to make moves.
I think that's a good way to put it. There's a lot of false hope in this town, that's for sure. Daryl, everybody has a podcast these days. Even Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah, I see that. I knew it was coming. I knew
it was
going
to drop. The latest episode of Building Brownstown, I think it's called, dropped moments ago.
Okay.
I don't know that we have anything from this yet, but I know I've seen some of the early
clips,
people sharing information that he's sharing on the podcast. It's basically like him telling us about the new stadium and everything that's going to come with. And one of the first things I've already seen. Sorry.
It's the Barndominium. All right. Get on board with the Barndominium.
That's what we're calling it now?
That's what Daryl's calling it now.
Listen, I'm the one that said in 2016, this is what they should do. And ultimately, that's what they did do was build a dome on that specific site. I called this almost a decade ago. Okay.
Congratulations on all your success, Daryl.
So it's the Barndominium. The address of the Barndominium should be 1946.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's why people don't like radio hosts, because they do the thing where, like, man, 7 years ago, I knew this was going to happen. I knew Tom Brady was going to fall off eventually. This is why we get a bad name, Daryl.
Hey, you know,
we got to go back.
I would take Tom Brady over the current quarterback situation. So, come on.
I would take Tom Brady in a body cast over the current quarterback situation.
I'm just saying. This is why we're not liked in this town. Anyway, one of the
speak
first.
Speak for yourself. I'm beloved in my own mind.
Not according to my Twitter feed.
Go ahead and share this.
I shared one yesterday. That one guy said, "I'm surprised Daryl's not being pessimistic for once." He's not wrong, but you keep it like you tell it like it is.
Knock it off. Not in the mood for that.
Tell it like it is.
I keep it real. I can't.
You're a realist.
I can't lie to people. I'm a horrible. I am the worst liar ever. I got away with nothing as a kid growing up. My guilt was written all over my face.
Daryl, it sounds like you just don't try hard enough.
Oh, no, trust me.
Let's try to get a lie.
Oh, I
right
tried.
Now. Lie to me right now about the Brown season. Lie to
Wasn't
me right
that a
now.
Bit at one point? Lie to me.
About the Brown season. All right, I'm going to channel my inner Spencer German right now. Browns are playoff contender.
Oh, my God. That's
really?
Not even, that is not even remotely what I said.
Why do you say that, Daryl?
Why are you putting words in my
idea.
Mouth?
I have
couldn't
no
hold
idea.
It together.
I told you.
I saw the look in your
liar.
Face. You were going to do it, and then it broke down.
I am a horrible liar.
Yeah, you're definitely lying because I never said that. But so one of the first things that I've seen pop up about this first episode of this podcast from Jimmy Haslam is that he said there's going to be 12,000 to 14,000 parking spaces. Like that's the capacity of the parking space that they're allowing.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm seeing people online saying that that's not enough parking. Okay. What do you know about the parking, Daryl? You've had your pulse on this thing for over a decade. You predicted they were going to build it there. You predicted that they were going to have as many parking spaces that they might have. So you got it all figured out. So how many? Is that a fair number? Or is that? Because this
might be a smidge low from what I'm thinking.
This is a I don't know. I don't have the information on like. What other teams have
well,
for parking spaces.
We need to know how many parking spaces they're going to be, because remember, we're naming parking spaces after legendary
that's true.
Browns.
Are there 14,000 Browns coaches and legends?
Yes, there are. Just from 1999.
Joe Thomas slot features the first two rows are just quarterbacks.
Is there going to be enough space that Hugh Jackson gets
four
one?
Rows, Owen.
Oh, okay.
That's four.
Is the farthest space from the stadium going to be the Hugh Jackson spot?
There are three spaces reserved for Hugh's three wins for his time here in Cleveland.
But actually,
you pull into them, everyone stands there and claps for you and welcomes you in.
You know what? We could have the Al Lerner lot.
Okay.
And a space for each victory since 1999.
Can they do the
which
art?
Is,
are we under 100?
Can they do the Art Modell lot and you leave your keys and then your car just disappears?
Well, I had all this stuff figured out for previously in the show because we were talking about, you know, the Browns' history and where things are at and how bad things have gone.
While you're scrolling.
I'm scrolling to find my screen grab because NFL or something like that. They had posted, like, the winning percentages of everybody. From the last 25 years, the last 10 years, last 5 years. And believe it or not, it's actually gotten better for the Browns. Their winning percentage since the 2000 season is 345. Worst in the NFL. They have 139 wins, 264 losses, and a tie. Now, if you include the 99 season, which they won two games, so that they've won 141 games. So I think 141 parking spaces would constitute a lot. Would it not, Owen?
Yeah, you can get a whole lot in there.
Okay, so there you go. And then you fast forward to the last
section of a lot.
The last 10 seasons, they're the third worst team in the NFL with a 350 win percentage, 57-106-1. But
does Johnny Manziel get a spot?
Look, yes, absolutely. He'll be the first spot.
He goes in the draft flameout lot, and it's all like the draft flameouts that didn't work out here. So you'd have Johnny Manziel.
Justin Gilbert. I would do like the beer chug lot for Johnny.
Well, we actually
Baker's the one who chugged the beer.
I want to play this before we get out. We actually have stuff that's not joking on them. So we have Jimmy Haslam right here from this Building Brownstown podcast. He's talking about Brook Park and how it won't be a challenge for them like the current situation is with the parking immediately outside of Huntington Bakefield right here. So here's Jimmy.
It just made more sense to go to Brook Park, which, as Dee said, is 12 miles from downtown. It's right across from the airport. You know this, but maybe a lot of our fans listening today don't know this. Two-thirds of our fans that come to a game at our current Huntington Field come from outside Cuyahoga County. Two-thirds. So that's 67%. So I think they're all excited. Dee and I spend a lot of time down in Columbus, as you know, with our soccer team. The people in Columbus are very excited because all of a sudden, if it's an hour and a half, hour 45, ingress, egress easy, parking easy, et cetera, and I'll just say coming to our current stadium, it's a challenge.
I just think when I hear 12 to 14,000 spaces, and again, this is just a guess. I don't know what other teams have. I don't know like what other stadiums provide. I'd have to like dig into that stuff. That sounds like not enough when you're
if you put four people in your car, that's 56,000 people. The building's going to hold around 67,000.
Okay, so that does work then, because that makes sense. But I'm saying, because right now that's assuming everyone's bringing four people with them, because like right now in downtown, people park other places, and then they walk to the stadium or they get an Uber to the stadium.
And we don't know what the tailgating's. You would assume we're still going to tailgate like we've always tailgated. How many buses take up how many spots and all this.
Right.
You know, Keith brought it up to us on the text, like, what's it do for the short-term parking situation around the airport? Because there are many on the airport side itself, but there's a few, like on Rocky River Drive, that people park in short-term and they bus over to the airport.
Right.
What's that do on a game day? How does it change that?
Are people just walking down Brook
Park Road?
Some of those overnight airport lots could make a killing.
Yeah.
Off of game days where they're just like, hey, any of the free spots that are available, you can get them for $100 a spot.
You have a rapid spot that is, you know, pretty close there. Does that change? Do they reroute the Rapid? I don't know that we know all that logistically yet.
They're still working on that, right,
Daryl, that the traffic pattern is going to change around there.
You lean into a good point, Owen, because like I don't know there. That's them accounting for like what they're providing in terms of spaces. But I guess you're right, where it's like I would assume they think, hey, we're injecting all this life into Brook Park. There's going to be other places that just naturally decide, hey, we'll build a lot, or we'll, you know, rent out our lot or whatever. And so that's where you kind of get the difference. Because like I said, 12 to 14,000 right now sounds low when you consider in downtown there's so many places to park. And people always kind of find a way to get to the stadium from other places. But that makes a little bit more sense as well.
I'm going to make a bold prediction here.
Okay.
There's going to be more than 14,000 parking spaces available.
Is that that bold?
No, I'm just going to leave it at that. There will be
more
than... What
are you suggesting they're doing, Daryl?
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just making an educated guess.
They're stacking cars on top of each other?
Oh, it's called a parking garage. You might see one or two of those at some point, somewhere.
I mean, if there's going to be this big shopping center and all that, you'd think there's going to be a parking garage attached to it somewhere. So, yeah, I could see it. All right, Daryl.
There's also a lot of land available around there that complex.
There is. Good stuff today. Big thanks to our guest, John Greco. He joined us at 8 o'clock. Go back and listen if you missed it. You can also find that at 92.3thefan.com. Same thing with Henry Palatella, who joined us a segment ago at 9:20. Owen, tremendous job today. Thank you. Mitch Spinell, tremendous job today. Thank you. Daryl, this is it for us.
No, it's not. I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Well, yeah, but it's for us on this show. You'll be with Danny tomorrow. I'm back Thursday and Friday.
You guys will be out tying tennis shoes and running 40s together tomorrow.
We're going to time run a 40 tomorrow, don't
we're
I?
We're gonna time it, and we'll bring it to the air on Thursday. Danny and I will talk about it.
You get one day off, Spencer. You can have one day off, then you got to come back.
Yep, I'll be back Thursday. I will talk to you then, Cleveland. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. Enjoy your training camp eve. I'll talk to you Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.